You know, there's an old saying that the Lord didn't just come to get us out of trouble, but he came to get into trouble with us. You know, I want to talk on the theme tonight that regarding the Lord that simply says, this is a quote from a song, and it says, "And he held me close so I wouldn't let go." You see, church, some of us know trouble. Some of us have known trouble. We need a Lord who can hold us close so we don't let go. Now, tonight, I want you to go with me in your mind. And some of you right here in front can look straight ahead and see the nativity scene. But go with me for a moment to the cradle of our Lord. And there's something beautiful about the incarnation. You know, God isn't just content for us to experience his love in some kind of idea or some intangible thing or some abstraction or generality. God wants us to be able to touch his love, and he wants to touch us. So go with me to the cradle of our Lord. You ever been with a newborn infant? I remember when my baby brother was born way back in the 70s, and one of the first things I did was I put my finger out, and he grabbed my finger. You know, it's amazing how strong even newborn infants are. And he reached out, and he grabbed onto my finger and wouldn't let go. So go with me to the cradle of the Lord. Let the Lord reach out. Let him touch you. Just like a little infant will do, let him reach out and grab your finger and hold on tight. You see, what the Lord is saying to us tonight in this feast of Christmas is that he loves us. And love seeks union. And love seeks to touch and to be touched. Love can't just remain an idea or an abstraction, especially for us who are human. Love has to reach out, it has to touch, it has to be tangible. So here we are at the cradle of our Lord, and he's touching us, and we're touching him. You know, there's something glorious about the human person because we combine physical matter and also the spiritual. We're both spiritual and we're physical or material. And there's a special glory in this. And there's a glory tonight that we have that I want to say to you that even the angels don't have. Oh, the angels are glorious, but we have a glory that they don't have. Because we can touch God. And God can touch us. God did not become an angel, but God did become one of us. There's an old Christmas carol called "Ere the Bleak Midwinter," and there's a beautiful line in it at the very end, the last line. It talks about the glory of us as human beings. It says that angels and archangels may have gathered there, and cherubim and seraphim throng the air. Ah, but only his mother in her maiden bliss could worship the beloved with a kiss. Do you see our dignity? Do you see our glory? The Lord is touching us, and we're touching him. A little hand reaches out, grabs our finger. But don't be mistaken, church. It may be a little infant hand, but from that hand, the universe tumbled forth. That little hand that's holding your finger right now, that little hand is steering the stars in their courses. That little hand made you, fashioned you. The Bible says he knit you together in your mother's womb. That little hand. It's an infant hand, but it's the hand of God. And we are touching our God. A magnificent mystery tonight is that the infinite becomes an infant. That he who looks down on all creation now looks up on us from a cradle. That he who spoke worlds into existence by his mighty word is now heard to be cooing and crying like an infant does. One of my favorite old Latin hymns is In Dulci Jubilo, a Christmas song, and it says, a wonderful little line in it, talks about the mystery of this night, and it captures it in one line. It just says, Alpha et O, Matris in Gremio, which is translated, Alpha and Omega is sitting in mommy's lap. That's right. Alpha and Omega is sitting in mommy's lap. The tenderness of our God, who doesn't want us to be afraid, who wants us to come close so he can touch us. Church, we desperately need this touch. Can someone say amen? I don't know about you, but I need this healing touch of God in my life. Humanity, we've grown old in our sins. We needed God to come and touch us and make us whole. That little outstretched arm that's grabbing your finger now, that little outstretched arm will heal the sick and the leprous, will raise up the paralyzed and even the dead. That little hand is going to drive out demons and rebuke the storm and say, be still. And there will be a great calm. That little hand will be nailed to the cross to save us. That little hand you're holding, the touch of God, it may be a little hand, but it's a mighty hand. Because even in his weakness, our God can beat Satan any day with both hands tied behind his back. That God who touches us now, our Lord and Savior. You see, we're dead, and he can raise us. We have the leprosy of sin, and he can heal it. We're paralyzed, and we don't know where to go or what to do, and the Lord can cancel out our paralysis and let us walk uprightly again. Yes, this little hand, this touch of God. And that little hand continues to touch us. You know, we're all going to hopefully tonight receive Holy Communion. And once again, you will touch God, and he will touch you. Church, I'm aware that at Christmas time, there are those who come to church that only find their way to church at Christmas. Maybe a little Easter and Ash Wednesday and Palm Sunday thrown in for a special. I want to beg you, let God touch you, and let him touch you every Sunday. I don't know about you, but I need God to touch me. I need that hand of Jesus to heal me. I need that hand of Jesus to feed me. I still touch Jesus in Holy Communion every Sunday. He still ministers to me in his word. And church, I know so many of you so very well. And Jesus touches me through you, that human contact. I need a community. I need the sacraments. I need the Lord to touch me and to heal me. And I beg you, if church isn't your regular Sunday fare, that you will make that commitment. Because this little infant who's holding out a hand to you, he's saying, let me touch you. Let me draw you in. Let me feed you. Let me preach a word to you. Let me help you and draw you to me more perfectly every day. The Lord still touches us in the sacraments, and we need them. Now, I said to you that I want to preach tonight on simply this fact that, and he held me close so I wouldn't let go. The Lord meets us where we are. And some of us, maybe not all of us, but I said some of us are in trouble right now. Some of us may be struggling right now. But Jesus didn't just come to get us out of trouble. He also came to get into trouble with us. Jesus knows your trouble. He knows my trouble. Someone here tonight has lost a son. Someone here tonight has MS. Someone here tonight has lost a job. Someone here tonight is struggling with family crisis and family tension. Someone just got a diagnosis of cancer. But I want you to know the Lord has come to get into trouble with you. And he did not exempt himself from the trouble that we experience. He was not born in a palace. He wasn't even born in a comfortable place. He wasn't born into privilege. He was born in poverty. He is, at least for now, homeless. Born in a smelly stable, intended for animals, unfit for human habitation. That's where he's born. Soon enough, he and his family will have to flee to Egypt as refugees while Herod seeks his life. Later, he'll endure temptations in the desert, exhausting journeys as he preaches and teaches inept disciples, fickle crowds, mounting persecution and hatred, crucifixion and horrifying death. If you're in any trouble tonight, the Lord got into it with you. And he got into it with you to lead you out. Sometimes we just want God to wave his hand from heaven and cancel it all out. But that's not the way he did it. He came and he laid in this little cradle and he's reaching out to you and he's holding on to your finger right now. And he's saying, let me hold on to you. I'm going to get you out of this trouble. But first, I've come to get into it with you. And I've got a place to lead you to. But hold on. Hold to my unchanging hand. And let me hold you. Church, tonight, some of us have a joyful Christmas. And even if you're not in trouble tonight, and you are not experiencing trouble, you have experienced trouble. And I got news for you. You will experience trouble. But the Lord has come to get into trouble with you, to reach out and hold on to you, to reach out and hold you close so you don't let go. You see, the song says, I almost let go. I felt like I just couldn't take life anymore. My problems had me bound and depression all around. It weighed me down. God held me close. He reached out and he grabbed me and he held me close so I wouldn't let go. God's mercy kept me so I wouldn't let go. See, I almost gave up. I was right at the edge of a breakthrough, but I couldn't see it. Listen here, church, because this is true for all of us. The devil really had me. But Jesus, right over there, Jesus came and grabbed me. And he held me close so I wouldn't let go. God's mercy kept me so I wouldn't let go. If you're in any trouble tonight, let the Lord reach out and grab you. Because the incarnation, this festival, this feast of Christmas that we celebrate is saying this: our God became one of us, and we can touch our God, and he can touch us physically. He can reach out and touch us in the incarnation and hold us close so we don't let go. Tonight, church, tonight, let the Lord reach out. Because I got news for you. Without Jesus, the devil's really got you. The devil really had me. But praise the Lord, Jesus came and grabbed me. And he held me close so I wouldn't let go. Amen.